Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for volunteering to be in class today. There are no mandates. Unlike the feds, we don't mandate that you be in class. It's up to you. And if you choose to do a homework assignment, that's up to you too. But we thank you for being in class. And Kyle's with us. Kyle in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. How are you doing today?
Well, what a great day.
You know what? I anticipate your laugh, and it makes me smile every single time. It's so funny. I love it.
Well, it's a great day because justice has been served, at least partially, with Ghislaine Maxwell et al. And so she's going to be sentenced to up to 65 years as a guest in the Crossbar Hotel. Now, she may be sentenced to a golf course version of that, but at least she's off the street. And it's wonderful. And I was chatting with Jason just before the broadcast. Thank you for engineering, Jason. And I mentioned that I think there is a shortage of Depends, men's Depends. That's men's incontinent underwear in England right now. And that's because Prince Andrew it's been reported that he bought up the entire supply because he is wetting his pants based on this verdict. And that's just my opinion, guys. But isn't that great? Isn't that great that...
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, I love it. I every once in a while, a little bit of justice ekes out of our system.
Yeah, yeah. And this, this particular case is really neat because it is setting the precedent for a lot of dominoes to fall, a lot of predators. And even in CNN, there are predator types in CNN, and they've been fired. And so these women are coming out, and they're demanding justice, and they're outing these men in high positions who are taking advantage of them. Now, is it all true? I don't know. But I do think when women are taken advantage of, there should be penalties, justice meted out. And here's a headline. This isn't brand new. This is posted November 10th, and it's at townhall.com. Headlines. And normally we don't talk about this, but it's good news. So, quote, by these standards, Biden himself said he shouldn't be president, end quote. Now, that's the headline. And then here's what he said. 220,000 Americans dead, he said, during the October 22nd debate. You hear nothing else I hear. You hear, quote, you hear nothing else I say tonight. Hear this. Anyone who is responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America. Okay. Well, how many have we had? Well, there's more than 21 million people have contracted COVID. More than 332,000 of them have died from the disease. So here we have the wannabe president saying this. And then it says that Trump was responsible for 220,000 COVID deaths that occurred by October 22nd, 2020. But Now we've got 341,000 that who have died on Biden's watch. So by his own standards, according to townhall.com, and I'm paraphrasing, the current guy in the big chair shouldn't be in there. But, you know, they lie. And this guy, I keep telling you that he's a plagiarist, and a plagiarist steals someone else's work. This particular plagiarist has been reported to steal another guy's wife. So, it runs through their entire body. They just can't help lying, cheating, and stealing. And then if you talk about the people who are reported as gay, like Lightfoot, mayor of Chicago, incompetent, right? Pete, what's his butt? The transportation secretary? We have a transportation nightmare. That's logistics, right? Supply chain is absolutely broken. And he's a card-carrying certified homo. There's two of them. So you look at these guys, they are, it appears to me that they're interested in their own pleasure. That's number one. Number two is, I don't know what, and then way down the list is what they're supposed to be doing. So, don't feed the homos. Yeah, that's the watch phrase for today. Kyle, I've got a couple comments about, I've noticed that people who try to be helpful, you know, to friends and neighbors, you know, handy kinds of things, and they try to help out and turn wrenches and screwdrivers, and they don't necessarily know what they're doing. And they actually cause long-term problems. Have you ever seen that kind of thing in your world? People who have tried, you know, meaning well, try to help, but it really doesn't work out.
Well, I'll tell you, Vince, this just happened. It's so interesting that you mentioned that. We have not talked about this off air or nothing. But so a neighbor, a friend of mine, acquaintance. I mean, it's not a guy I hang out with all the time, but he's acquaintance and he's a nice guy. He shows up over at my house and he says, "Do you have out the heating element in a hot water heater?" And of course I do. And so he said, "Yeah, I put in this brand new hot water heater." And this friend of mine, who is a retired attorney, come over and wired it in for me. And we're having trouble with it. The hot water heater is a little one. I mean, this guy just got a smaller cabin, and it's only like maybe a 30-gallon hot water heater. But anyway, so I said, "Sure, I got one." So I loaned him the socket, and he went over there and I told him what to do and, you know, to turn the breaker off and all that kind of stuff. And he did. And he's handy. I mean, the guy knows a little bit of what he's doing, enough to do a little bit, you know, as long as he can follow directions. And so anyway, so he comes back and, oh, he's so happy. He said, "I went and got a new element and I put it all in and everything's wired up just exactly like it was." And so he goes on for about, I don't know, 2 days, and he comes back and he says, "It's not working again." And so anyway, I said, "Well, all right, I'll go over there and I'll take a look at it." And so this little hot water heater is got one element on it, and it says right on the side of the hot water heater that it's 120 volt element. One 120 volt element. And so I go around and I look at the panel, and the retired attorney had wired it in to a 230 amp, 240 volt breaker. And so no wonder it had been burning up. He had been applying 240 volts to a 120 volt heater. And so I showed him it and told him what to do. And so I rewired it, took that breaker out, and I happened to have a used breaker that would fit his panel. And so I went back over there and installed the breaker for him and rewired it, put it all back in there. And I said, "Now you get to go do it again. Hook everything up just the same way as it was, except this time you're only going to have 120 volts going to it, and it should last you." Well, it's so funny. I ran into him a couple days later oh, he was so happy. He says, you know, this is so nice, and thank you, thank you, thank you. And but it's just, you know, this guy cost him downtime of for hot water for close to a week, and because he didn't know what he was doing, and he went over there and didn't even look and read what was going on with the hot water heater, and created a major problem for this guy trying to be helpful.
Yeah, it's just okay. Let's analyze this a little bit more. So, class, a hot water heater may have one or two heating elements, and these are resistive type elements. They are rods. Sometimes they're U shaped. Sometimes they're folded U's. So the idea is they go into roughly a 1-inch hole on the side of the hot water heater. If there are two, there's one near the bottom of the hot water heater. There's one near the top. And they're typically about 5,500 watts. And these things, if they were out of the water, they would glow red hot, you know, like a Calrod electric stove element, and they would burn up within a couple minutes. Because they're in the water, they don't glow red hot. The water keeps the elements cool while the elements heat the water. But they are a resistive element inside a tube. And the one that Kyle's talking about should have been replaced with a 120-volt element, but it was replaced with it was hooked up to a 240-volt circuit, and it was requiring 120 volts. That's what it was rated for. So twice the voltage. So naturally it burned up. But the question I have for Kyle is, Kyle, could that produce a shock hazard because 220 volts could enter the hot water heater with the burned out element? Is that possible?
Well, I don't think so, Vince, because the only connection is the heating element itself. And so when the heating element itself is burned through, it breaks the circuit. But I'm sure it was really hot for a real short period of time.
Yeah, you know, so what I was thinking,
it can't handle it. Yeah.
What I was thinking, Kyle, is, and I've never seen one of these, I'm just hypothesizing that, yes, it does break the circuit, but if the outer tube failed, then the inner conductor would be immersed in water. Is that right?
That is true. Yep. You got a point there.
Okay. And then the hot water heaters by code are required to be grounded. So the hot water heater would have one hot leg attached to the heating element for sure. And if that tube broke, you'd have a complete connection between the ground and the hot leg of the 240-volt circuit. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for a short period of time, because it wouldn't last. You know, as soon as that element hit the water, it's going to burn up. But you're correct. Mm-hmm. For a very short period of time until that circuit got burnt plumb up inside the hot water heater, it would. And when he pulled it out, by the way, that's true, that outer coating was gone and the element itself was burnt plumb up. But as soon as that element burnt in two, it would break the connection. And mm-hmm. It did trip the breaker too, though. So in a sense,
good.
You had, in a sense, you did have the, that did short out.
Yeah. Well, okay. So that's what the breakers are designed to do. Circuit breakers break the circuit. When we come back, I've got a whole bunch of tips that I'd like to share with class. I'm sure Kyle does too. Kyle and I will be right back. And Friday class, call in for students. Tell us what you think.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I was talking with our son, and he was trying to help out someone who had a really high water bill. I mean, like really, really high, like 3X, 4X. And he said, "Hey, Dad, you know the flapper valve in the toilet tank, that's the tank that holds the water above the actual toilet bowl. And so fresh water goes into this tank, and there is a float valve. And the float valve will shut the water off at a predetermined water height in the water tank above the toilet bowl." And he said, "That's working fine, no problem. It's been replaced with a Flotec, which is that's a brand of choice that I would use." And he said that the flapper valve, that's when you push on the handle, it lifts up this valve and water goes rushing down from the upper tank into the lower toilet bowl to flush the toilet. He said that was all replaced with a brand new system by Flotec, and it all looks like it was done right. He said, but the toilet leaks and runs, and water keeps dripping into the toilet bowl. It keeps running. And he said he's adjusted and looked at everything. And I said, okay, so based on what you told me, there's only one possibility. If you have the right flapper valve and the right tube that the flapper valve mounts to, and there's no leak there, then it's leaking from the seal where the flapper valve tube mates with the toilet tank. And he said, yeah, you're right. It's got to be what it is. And that's what it is. Now, why did this happen? Well, there was a really nice guy, a neighbor, who fixed this toilet because it was running, and replaced it, but probably didn't tighten the nut that compresses the washer between the toilet flush tube and the upper toilet tank. It wasn't tightened enough to have a good permanent seal. So what do you have to do to fix this? Well, you have to first of all, you have to flush the toilet, turn off the water to the toilet, flush the toilet, get as much of the water as you can out, then put a big towel in there to mop up the rest of the water in the toilet tank. Now, not the toilet bowl, the upper tank. Then there are two bolts that typically hold the toilet tank to the toilet base. And then you remove the tank, and then you tighten this nut. So it's a messy job. It's a pain in the neck, and there's going to be water spilled. But that was done by a guy who wanted to help out, but didn't actually do the job correctly. So that's our example of your hot water heater. But it happens all the time. And I've seen in houses people who apparently believe they know how to wire electrical receptacles and switches and et cetera, and they don't hook them up right. They don't know the difference between the white wire and the black wire in the Romex cable. And sometimes they don't connect the ground wires because, heck, who needs a ground wire, right? But downstream, if that ground wire is broken or not connected upstream, you don't have a ground, and your surge protector does absolutely no good at all. So there are little things that it's in the details class. That's why it takes us 2 hours to do an oil filter and oil change, because it's in the details. We are very careful and meticulous about what we do, and we check everything, so we don't have problems downstream. Kyle, any other comments about, little helpful, people who are helpful that just don't really fully understand exactly what they're doing?
Yeah, it's interesting, the toilet thing. I have run into that a couple of times in my life. Strangely enough, Vince, one of the things also that I found one time with these cheaper, even Flowmaster, those flapper valves that you get in the tank, they don't even though they're set up right, and there's only one way to hook them up. It goes over a little tiny stud. I'll get to this when I come back, because I'm not going to have time to explain it before the break.
Yeah. And so, class, even if you go to the big box store and you find that guy with the smock on, and you say, "Can you help me get the right flapper valve?" Lots of luck, because generally they're not plumbers. Generally they haven't done it, and generally they don't know. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
COVID-19 cases in the United States reached a pandemic record this week of 265,000 plus cases a day on average. It should be noted deaths and hospitalizations are not keeping pace. A jury found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty on 5 of 6 counts related to her role in Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse of minor girls. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Damian Williams.
A unanimous jury has found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty of one of the worst crimes imaginable, facilitating and participating in the sexual abuse of children, crimes that she committed with her longtime partner and co-conspirator, Jeffrey Epstein.
Maxwell attorney Bobby Sternheim, after the verdict was read Wednesday evening.
We firmly believe in Ghislaine's innocence. Obviously, we are very disappointed with the verdict. We have already started working on the appeal, and we are confident that she will be vindicated.
USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In a video released to social media, U.S. Attorney Damian Williams of the U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of New York, responded to the Ghislaine Maxwell guilty verdict.
A unanimous jury has found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty of one of the worst crimes imaginable, facilitating and participating in the sexual abuse of children, crimes that she committed with her longtime partner and co-conspirator, Jeffrey Epstein. The road to justice has been far too long, but today, justice has been done. I want to commend the bravery of the girls, now grown women, who stepped out of the shadows and into the courtroom. Their courage and willingness to face their abuser made today's result and this case possible. I also want to thank the career prosecutors of the Southern District of New York who embraced the victim's quest for justice and have worked tirelessly day in and day out to ensure that Maxwell was held accountable for her crimes. This office will always stand with victims, will always follow the facts wherever they lead, and will always fight to ensure that no one, no matter how powerful or well-connected, is above the law.
Millions of homes across the world last night were saddened as one of the world's most popular online games went offline for several hours. Fortnite, with more than 350 million players worldwide, was offline for several hours thanks to an unknown glitch. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Today, God, you're.
Take my.
When you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle's with us, and we're talking about repairing toilet tanks. Kyle, please continue.
Well, okay, so if you go to the hardware store and pick up a flapper valve, say the one that you've got is getting old and brittle and hard and it's not sealing well anymore, with the type of low-quality rubber products that we're getting from China, the new ones may not seal very well at the same, I mean, even after you install it. Because it's just a couple of little tiny ears that stick out on a plastic tube that you put, you attach the flapper valve to, and supposedly the angle that the flapper valve is built to, and there's a little cone, and this cone that sits down on the bottom of the flapper valve closes the hole. Well, sometimes because the rubber is not made very well, they don't seal real well. And what I have seen, and there was just no fixing this one particular tank that hardly that I could do. I've wiggled it around and I readjusted it and did everything I could do. Finally, I thought, you know, I'll put a little bit of petroleum jelly on the bottom around the lip of this flapper valve on the toilet side where the ceramic was. And I put a little ring of petroleum jelly there, and then it would seal perfectly. And it stayed that way for months because the water just didn't wash the petroleum jelly away really quick. But about every 3 to 4 months, I had to come back as in a tank that we used to have. About every 3 to 4 months, I'd have to go back in there and put another little ring of petroleum jelly around there, and then it would work good for another 3 to 4 months. But it was just because the type of rubber that you were getting, that we were being able to get from China, is not the softer, pliable, sealing type rubber that we used to be able to manufacture in this country.
Yeah, and we have experienced all kinds of problems with China rubber products. So let me give you an example, Glass. So we bought a used trailer, and it came with tires. And the tires were mounted by the manufacturer on wheels. And the tires were made in China. Most of the tires that are on utility-type trailers, you know, that you'd have around the farm, or if you have a boat or an RV, you know, that you pull along, probably has Chinese tires. And we had a tread separation where the tread just peeled right off the carcass of the tire when the trailer was empty. Now, looking at the tire, you'd say, wow, there's, you know, like plenty of life left in the tire. Looked good, but the rubber is substandard. And so that was one of the things that I was going to mention today, that we have a lift here at the house, at the farm. And we actually have an automotive lift in our house. And we designed it that way. And the one that I chose was made by a company called Rotary. And you might see them. They are blue columns, and there's some yellow arms that go with it. So if you've ever seen those, typically that would be Rotary brand. And it's a great product. The hoses, the hydraulic hoses that they used, were designed in Italy, because they say on them, designed in Italy, and then dash, manufactured in China. And when you assemble one of these Rotary lifts, it has a hydraulic pump. It has a hydraulic fluid reservoir, and the instructions say, pick one of the following oils or fluids to use. One, you can use automatic transmission fluid, or you can use hydraulic fluid. Pick one and just stay with that. So I happen to have several cases of automatic transmission fluid, and I put that in, and it worked great for a couple years. And the automatic transmission fluid ate through the rubber hose. And it looked like literally a soaker hose, you know, that you put in your garden and beads of water come out. Well, beads of automatic transmission fluid are coming out. And I called Rotary, and I said, what's up? And they said, oh, you need to, serial number, oh, that's out of warranty. So I pressured them, and they sent me a whole new set of hoses. Now, hoses are a couple $100 for a set. And some of them are like almost 20 feet long. They sent me a set, and they're proudly made in Italy and proudly manufactured in China, and same thing happened. And so I decided that after the two sets had failed, I was not going to continue with the Rotary brand hoses. So I brought to the local automotive parts store. They had a shop in the back, and they'd custom make hoses. So I had them made out of hydraulic hose, and they're way more expensive. And they could withstand higher pressures, and they could withstand the chemical composition of automatic transmission fluid. And they've been fine. Here's the whole point. Chinese rubber products, no matter how I look at them, this is my opinion, are substandard. They don't hold up. They don't hold up to ultraviolet rays. They don't hold up to just temperature changes. They don't just don't hold up to the atmospheric conditions in a garage. They crack, they break, and they look nice when you first buy them. But they fail way, way, way too soon. Failures like we've never seen with American rubber hoses. You could go to a gas station or service station back in the 60s, 70s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and you see these red rubber air hoses hooked up to the compressor, and you just dial in the air pressure that you'd like for your tires, and you drag that across the pavement to your car, and they would last year after year after year being outside all the time. Chinese hoses, 2 years, maybe, if you're lucky. And that's, it seems to be true of a lot of the Chinese rubber products. So, to make everything worse, automatic transmission fluid requires a specially formulated compound to withstand the additives in automatic transmission fluid. And the Chinese hoses can't handle it. Now, obviously, Rotary either didn't want to say to the customers, whatever you do, don't use automatic transmission fluid in these Chinese hoses because they can't take it, or they didn't test it, or both. Or the accountants got in there and said, be quiet, don't say anything. Bottom line is, needless expense. And, you know, the landfill is filled with two sets of Chinese hoses. And that's the problem. We're building mountains in the United States with defective, substandard Chinese products. Kyle?
Yeah, I agree with you, Vince. People, you know, the problem, Vince, is that we're dealing with a generation of people now, of people coming up that are so used to stuff that don't work, that has become their lifestyle. I was at a garage sale last year, beginning of this last summer, and there was a set of those old rubber air hoses, the old American-made, USA-made red or the redder color air hoses. There are about 50 feet of that was sitting there that looked like brand new. And the older guy, the guy had died, and it was an estate sale. And I picked up 50 feet of that for $5, and I bought it so fast when I saw his USA-made air hose, because I know for a fact people are not used to being able to have an air hose that lasts for 10, 20, 30 years and not break. The other thing I was going to mention, I don't know if you guys have run into it very much, Vince, but I take on the sidewall of any of the newer tires, if I get tires, I spray the sidewalls down with this 303. It's a aircraft quality Armor-All, if you will. It's not really Armor-All. It's a product called 303. It's much more expensive than Armor-All. But I spray the sidewalls down to try to protect it from UV, protect the sunlight, because otherwise they just tend to, if they're in the sun much, they just dry out. And they will crack, and then if you get the sidewall cracking, you've got problems. That's when tread separates and all kinds of problems happen.
Yeah, and Chinese rubber products seem to be lacking the ingredients that U.S. tire manufacturers used to put in our tires when we made them. We're hardly any U.S. manufacturers of tires anymore. So now the tires are almost universally imported. Well, here's another thing. So I was working on a tire yesterday, and I was mounting this tire on a alloy wheel. I couldn't get it to seat. Could not get this thing to seat. And it's because the tolerances are different. So by the time the rubber tire gets either the mold is correct and it's the right size when it's made in the factory, but by the time it's put on a ship and brought over here, it shrinks. And you can't mount it because it's too tight. The bead is smaller on the tire than on the wheel. It will not seat. And we've seen this over and over and over again, and it's a fight to get these things to fit. So sometimes we put them out in the sun till they get really, really warm. The tire will expand a little bit, and then, you know, if we work really quickly, we can get to fit. What's up with that? You know, I remember working at Sears Automotive in my late teens as a, you know, junior mechanic. I never remember a tire not fitting a wheel. But that back then it was almost all tires were American made and all the wheels were American made. And isn't it amazing that the guys that make the wheels can make them to fit the tires and the guys that make the tires can make them fit the wheels? Isn't that amazing? But you can't do it anymore because we're not in charge anymore. Tires come from other countries. And that who's involved in making all this wonderful things happen? Well, that would be the Clintons. Jumpin' Joe's been involved in the government for years. Now we ought to be able to let the other guys break their backs and make all this equipment and parts, and we'll just use keyboards and mice and software. That's what's happened. So we're not in control of our own products anymore. As a matter of fact, we are so out of being in control. There's a story about tires. And let me just read you the headlines. And it's by cars.com. Headline, quote, got a spare? Not on these cars, end quote. Spare tires are not on a lot of cars. And I'll just read some of the brand names. You might recognize some of these brand names. Acura, Audi, BMW. Well, let me just say which. Acura NSX, Audi R8. That's the big, impressive Audi. The Audi TT, the BMW 2, 3, 4, and 6 series, the BMW i3, the i8, the BMW X3, BMW X4. Cadillac ATS, Cadillac CTS, Chevrolet Bolt. It's an electric vehicle. Chevrolet Camaro, Chevrolet Corvette, Chevrolet SS, Chevrolet Volt. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us. We're talking about cars that don't come with spare tires. And so Chevrolet Volt, I mentioned that, Dodge Viper, the Pope Mobile, that's the Fiat 500, the Fiat 500L, the Fiat 500X, the Ford C-Max, Hyundai Accent, Hyundai, I don't even know how to pronounce this, Hyundai L-O-N-I-Q, I don't know. Why would anybody name a car that? Or is I-O-N, Ioniq, Ioniq. Oh, it sounds like an inner city first name, Ioniq. I'd like you to meet Ioniq. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Maybe it's Lionic. Infiniti QX30, the Jaguar F-Type, the Jeep Cherokee. Jeep Cherokee, huh? Can you imagine getting a SUV Jeep Cherokee without a spare tire? That's the new wave, right? Jeep Compass, Jeep Renegade, Kia. You might recognize some of these manufacturers' names. Kia Forte, or Forte, the Kia Niro, the Kia Rio, the Kia Soul, the Mazda MX-5 Miata. And then, not to be left out, the Mercedes B-Class, C-Class, CLA Class, E-Class, GLA Class, S-Class, and SL. That'd be the sports car, the SL. Now, all of the Mercedes that we have here at the farm, we bought for very little money. We paid less than the original owner paid in sales tax. They all have spare tires. But these new ones, no, you don't need a spare tire, right? Just make sure your phone's charged up and call a guy with a truck, and he can pull you, drag you onto the flatbed and take you to a place that can order a tire for you. Can order a tire for you. The Mini Cooper, Mitsubishi, the Nissan GT-R, the Nissan Leaf, Porsche 718 Cayman, the Porsche 911 Carrera, the Porsche, you know, I had a Porsche 911, I'm sorry, 914, never had 911. Actually, our family had three or four Porsche 914s. They're a great car, Volkswagen, and Porsche got together, and they built this inexpensive Porsche, and it was fabulous. And sometimes if you watch the Rockford files, Rockford's attorney, you'd see her riding around a little Porsche 914. It's a great little car. It had a spare tire. And Porsche Panorama, the Smart for two. I don't think there's anything smart about that little thing. And then the Tesla Model S and the Tesla Model X. So those are some of the vehicles that don't have spare tires. Now, why is a spare tire important? Well, let's say you consider crashworthiness from the rear. Typically, if you have a sedan, the rear passenger seat in the trunk is a well. It's a depression, and the spare tire is put horizontally there. The idea is it adds extra steel and rubber cushioning with air, the tire, for a rear impact. Now, if you don't have one of them, you don't have that extra cushioning for a rear impact. And why is it that manufacturers have taken spare tires out? There's two main reasons that they claim. One is it costs extra money, about $50, for the spare tire and the jack. And the other is they can save the weight. And you can get a infinitesimal amount of improved miles per gallon by not carrying that spare tire around with you. Now, some cars have a small donut kind of a spare, but it's not full size. So what happens is when you put that thing on, your wheels are going to be traveling at different revolutions for the same distance because that little donut is smaller. And if you go for, let's say you drive it home rather than just get off the exit ramp and to safety and then have your vehicle towed, you can destroy your differential or your transfer case. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. It's interesting to me that our society has changed so much that people don't even know how to change a spare tire anymore, Vince. The other thing to know is that some of these, even if you wanted to buy a spare rim and tire and put it, a friend of mine had a Chevy Venture van. I can't remember the year, but it had an oddball rim size on it. And he hit a rock and busted one of the rims and had it towed into. He could do it. He knows how to do it, but he didn't have a regular spare, and so he went into the place and the best price he could find on a used one online was $350 for one of these alloy rims, exactly like he had.
Yeah, that's right, and you have to wait to get it. Imagine if he just had that spare in the spare location on the vehicle with the jack. Imagine if he had everything right there. Class, there are people who are buying cars and they don't realize there's no spare until they have a flat tire. They have no idea. How is that possible? That's how dumb we've become.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.